We know now from Air Force personnel who've come forth to talk about it that the UFOs in the 1960s and again in the 1970s were buzzing, if you want to put it that way, and in some cases disabling some of our ICBMs in the Minuteman project around Great Falls, Montana, and other places. And that's actually one of the major cases I look at in my book to sort of open up the discussion as to whether these events are being suppressed in some fashion.
Tell me a little bit about this episode.
Okay, well, I'll talk about the 1975 events first. At the time, I was living in Minneapolis, and I got a telephone call one day from a good friend of mine who was a radio disc jockey in Great Falls, Montana, and he related that he had been listening to the VHF scanning radio and had heard that the sheriff's department was reporting unidentified flying objects over the ICBM complexes. Now, this sort of intrigued me because it was a pretty sensational development, obviously.
Oh, absolutely,
But yet I was not able to learn very much about it. I don't think I was able to learn anything about it from my regional and the national news sources. It was pretty much quiet. But if you actually go to Montana and go through the newspaper morgues there, you find that there was quite a substantial amount of regional press coverage about these events, and it was very explicit in these accounts that the UFOs were being sighted over the ICBMs. And you know, the sources for the news stories were often Air Force personnel, security guards, people of that nature. And in one case, an Air Force spokesman actually admitted that this was taking place, but they sort of tried to blow it off and say, you know, it wasn't really very important or they weren't interested, which is a bit of a mismatch if you want to think of it that way, because they, you know, the seriousness of the event certainly merited much more serious attention and a serious attitude. Now, this story, as I say, it received a lot of press coverage in Montana. It was well known. It was the subject of, I think, one or two books that were written in the area by prominent people. So it was, you know, it received a lot of news, and it took place over a period of many months from about October through December 1975. Now, you know, the average person would think, sort of intuitively, that a study, you know, a series of events of this magnitude that received such a large amount of press coverage and happened over such an extended period of time would generate at least a few national level news stories, but if you try to find any, there just aren't any there. It just wasn't reported by any of the wire services or the stringers or network affiliates or people like that. It just seemed to have been completely hushed up.
And it would seem to me to be a major story. I mean, when you're getting objects, regardless of what they might have been, if you're getting objects buzzing ICBM sites, that is a huge story.
Well, it certainly is, and we know, as I said earlier, that this was not the first event of its kind. There were similar events taking place in 1967, and there's an Air Force missile officer named Robert Salas who's since come forth to talk about what he knows, along with a few other Air Force mm-hmm. personnel, and he says that the UFOs, while hovering outside their launch command facilities, were somehow able to shut down multiple Minuteman ICBMs. And Boeing Company, which was the prime contractor, was never able to determine how this could be done. It was a complete mystery. So there you have it. I mean, that's a pretty big story, but yet about 2 years went by before the story received any national coverage, and the first newspaper to pay attention was the National Enquirer. Well, it's a little bit interesting that the National Enquirer, out of all the other newspapers in the country, would pay attention to this, because many people in the intelligentsia and the academic world would kind of scoff at anything that would appear in the National Enquirer, and in fact it would kind of suggest that the whole thing was probably never happened.
True. Yeah.
Now, the National Enquirer was about the only national newspaper throughout this period that paid serious attention to the UFO topic. And the stories, although, you know, they may have had sensational sounding headlines, the stories were most of the time, if not always, very accurate. They had their facts correct. But the fact that the stories were mixed into this somewhat disreputable newspaper that focused a lot on sensational celebrity stories and items of that nature tended to debunk the whole UFO topic. And even today, a lot of newspaper reporters and editors shy away from the subject because they feel that they don't want to look like the National Enquirer. That's a common remark that you hear. What a lot of people don't know about the National Enquirer was that it was started by a gentleman named Gene Pope, who had come right out of the CIA's psychological warfare department with a great deal of money and was able to buy a newspaper and then turn it into the National Enquirer. So it raises a question about what Pope's real agenda was in covering the UFO topic. I actually talked to Bob Pratt, who wrote a lot of the UFO stories for the National Enquirer. He's a very good reporter, by the way. And he said that, curiously, the UFO stories didn't really help the Enquirer's sales. When they would run a UFO story on the front page or prominently, sales of the newspaper would actually drop off. And this was a well-known fact within the National Enquirer. And yet the publisher, Gene Pope, somehow insisted on covering the UFO topic. So it raises a question about what his real agenda was in doing that, especially given his ties to the CIA.